This is an interview with Barbara Foskey in Durham, North Carolina. It's February 3rd, 2005, and we're in her office at North Carolina Central University. The interviewer is Geralyn Patterson, and this is part of the Spencer Grants Project on School Desegregation in the South and will be used as a part of the Southern Oral History Program at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The tape number is BF2305. Okay, Mrs. Foskey, can you tell me when you attended Hillside?
I attended Hillside, well, I graduated from Hillside in 1965. Okay. So I was there from 62 to 65.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it was just three grades?
11, 12? 10, 11, 12 was considered high school at that time.
Tell me what you remember most about Hillside.
But what I remember most about Hillside is what I considered at the time as having caring instructors and some of my friends, the good times, days that we like to look back on and consider as some of our happier times.
Do you know anybody in this Hillside history book? There, two students put it together. It looks like it was in the 70s. Mr. Lucas was still principal then. Is that
Prof. Austin?
Was he still there when you were there?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about him?
Well, Mr. Austin is anybody that went to Hillside during the time that he was there, right off remembers him. He was a disciplinarian, but at the same time, I think he had each student's welfare within his heart. He cared about students, but at the same time, he tried to make you do the right things. And especially for the boys, most of them remember him if he saw you out of line or walking the halls when you should have been in class. He would throw his keys down the hall at you. I've heard that story so many times.
Nobody has told me that. I didn't know
really?
That.
Uh-huh. I've heard it so many times. Uh-huh. But
he would throw his keys at you or down the hall?
He would throw his keys at you, you know, he'd roll them down the hall to get your attention. But, he was something, but he was well respected, I think.
Mm-hmm. He must have been to be a disciplinarian and people still like him.
Right, uh-huh.
Because that's usually the bad guy.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Were there other people like him that,
I'm sure there were others, probably coaches or whatever, and some of the guys could tell you more about that, from that standpoint.
And who was principal when you were there? Was it, was this Mr. Holmes? Was he principal or was it Mr. Lucas that was principal?
Mr. Lucas. I had to look again. Mr. Lucas.
Oh, because that's
the
young
principal.
Picture.
Yeah.
This is
1962. Okay. But yeah, Mr. Lucas was there.
Okay. Do you have any memories of him at all?
Yes. Mr. Lucas was I thought he was a very good administrator and, through the years, I've even learned to respect him more. He was our principal, and I thought he was did a fairly good job.
Were you in any clubs or
any
activities,
clubs?
Or did you do anything?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I was in the Future Teacher of America.
Okay. I was in that.
Are you in that too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was in the, I wish I had my yearbook. I tell you, can't remember. But also was in the French club for a while.
Okay.
I was in a modern dance group for a while. And I think that was it for the most part in terms of and organized.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you took French then when you were there?
French took me.
What does that mean?
Yes, I did take French.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you didn't enjoy French? But you were in the club?
Yeah, but I did. I think when I started up, I thought it was easier. But as time went on, I more or less stayed in the club because of my friends. Okay. But it was okay. I made it through.
Who was the teacher?
Say what?
Who was the French teacher?
I can see her face, but I cannot remember her name. Okay. She wasn't from Durham, but right this minute, I just can't remember.
Okay, her name.
I have been thinking and see if I could have my yearbook then. A lot of this would have really come mm-hmm. together with me.
So you still have your yearbook?
Of course I have my yearbook. In good condition. I keep us the high school our yearbook.
Will yes. you bring it one day so I can yes, stop by and yeah. maybe borrow it for 24 okay. hours and
no
look at it?
No,
okay.
Because sure.
I would love to see
oh, yeah.
a yearbook.
Okay.
This is the only, I have the Hillside History book. And then there's one at the library
uh-huh.
that I haven't really seen
uh-huh.
anything
yeah.
else. I would love to look through.
Well, I'll be glad
the
to.
Books.
In fact, I have my sister's yearbook. She came out in the class year behind me.
Did she?
So I'll okay. bring both of those in.
Okay, so you bring up your sister, and I know that you said that a lot of your family had gone to Hillside. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, my younger sister and my older sister. My older sister, who is 4 years older than I, went there through her junior year.
Okay.
And she did not finish. She went to New York.
Okay.
And ended up getting married real early. But then it was me and then my younger sister who was a year behind me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she graduated from Hillside
yes.
too?
Uh-huh.
And where is she now?
She's still in Durham.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have other family, like did your mom and your parents go to Hillside too?
My mother did. My father was not from Durham, but my mother went to Hillside. But she went to the other Hillside. See, Witte Junior High used to be Hillside
okay.
before
okay.
the Hillside I went to. Uh-huh.
And the Hillside you went to is the one that was across from Central by
right,
the communication
right, the
school.
One they just tore down.
Where was the Witte school?
You know where Operation Breakthrough
uh-huh.
is? Uh-huh. That at one time was Hillside.
Oh, I didn't mm-hmm. know that.
That was the Witte Junior High School was where Breakthrough is now.
Okay.
That was our junior high school.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And so you went from Witte to Hillside.
To Hillside.
And where'd you go before Witte? What was the elementary school?
I went to Pearson Elementary
okay.
School. Uh-huh.
Hmm.
And the first year I went to C.C. Spalding, and then they transferred me to Pearson because of the school district
okay.
I was living in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so your mom went to Hillside, your sisters went to Hillside. Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
If you had kids, would you have wanted them to go to Hillside?
It's a new Hillside, it's a different Hillside. I don't think it would have really made a difference. But my nieces are at Hillside right now. One is getting ready to graduate and the other one is in the 11th grade.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit, because I'm still trying to get my picture of Durham
right.
together because
uh-huh.
everything I read is really about Hayti.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And how it was affluent and everybody either worked at
uh-huh.
Central or the hospital
or North Carolina Mutual.
Okay, North Carolina Mutual. Can you tell me a little bit more about what it was like for you and your family growing up in Durham? Like, where did y'all live? What did you do on the weekend? What was it like when you were a teenager living in Durham?
Okay, when I was a teenager, I had maybe 3 or 4 girlfriends in the neighborhood, and basically we did everything together. You know, we'd either hang out to each other's house, or on the weekend we go as a group to a sock hop.
A what? A sock hop?
Uh-huh, right. Or we go to the movies together. We just hung out
okay.
in a group of girls together, and either me and my younger sister, because when I was coming up, my mother said, well, if she can't go, you can't go. We always had to go in twos,
mm-hmm.
you know, and come back.
Together, right? I remember that.
Yes, yes. So, it was interesting.
Where did y'all go to church?
We grew up in Fisher Memorial
okay.
Church. Right, it's still right down here on Federal and Enterprise, right.
Okay. And so in the 60s,
people, and I'm just...
Okay, how did people... The picture that seems to be out there is that all blacks went to Hillside, all the whites went to Durham High.
That was pretty much the case, except for our senior year, they had like a pilot group of blacks to go to Durham High.
Okay.
They pulled, and I'm not sure on what basis, the academic average or some parents would or would not sign for their kids to go, but mm-hmm. they pulled out probably, I don't know, maybe 10 to 15 and sent them to Durham High. That was the first year that they had blacks to go to Durham High.
Okay, did you hear anything about how that went?
Well, the normal stories, you know, from what I can remember, it's been a long time ago, but, you know, how they felt some of the white kids didn't really want them there, but their parents felt like it was something they needed to do.
Okay. Did they send, was there another group from Durham High of white students that came to Hillside when
no,
that contingent that
was, no, that was not the case.
Were there white kids when you went at all? Not one?
Not one.
The whole 3 years?
The whole 3 years.
Were there white teachers?
I'm trying to think.
The reason I'm surprised is because school desegregation, Brown versus Board for integration was 1954.
Uh-huh.
Well, not integration, but desegregated schools.
I understand.
It was 1954, uh-huh. So I'm thinking
that by that time
there would have been some white
but
kids.
That was
school.
Not the case. That was not the case. Mm-mm.
Do you remember them talking at all about white students coming?
No.
So it was just, Hillside was his own little world.
Right. Our own little world. We did our own little thing. We sat, we stayed where we were, and, you know.
So did school desegregation have any impact on you or your family at all?
Not at that time that I saw.
Okay. Did you have the picture is that black people in Durham stayed with black folks in Durham and went to Hillside or Central and kind of did their thing, and white people did their thing at Durham High and Duke and all those other things.
Right.
Did you ever have contact with white people? I mean.
Oh.
I mean, because what you hear is that it was kind of like your own little world. And I'm
right,
thinking in the 60s, it wasn't... I know this is before the 70s and, you know, mm-hmm. some big things happening, but it mm-hmm. seems as though... I'm trying to understand that.
Right, I understand what you're asking, too. I'm trying to think, how did I come in contact with white people? Well, you know, when we got on the bus.
The city bus?
The city bus.
Okay.
When we were downtown in settings and things like okay. that, but...
at this point, everything was desegregated,
right,
so you
right.
could sit in the front and
uh-huh,
all that.
Right, right,
okay.
uh-huh.
But that was pretty much it.
That was pretty much it.
And where did you... I know the Bottom, I know Walltown, I know Hayti, I know... East
where did
East.
I live?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Where I live was considered Hayti.
Okay.
I live right off, you know where the Mechanics and Farmers Bank is
uh-huh.
on Fayetteville? I lived on the street that comes right up beside the bank.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they say Hayti was happening.
Well, they claim it was happening because right off Fayetteville Street, any kind of business pretty much that you
okay.
needed or wanted was there.
Okay.
So we didn't have to go outside of our little circle to
okay.
get what we needed, from insurance to the grocery store to, you know.
So was everybody doing well and living large?
No, they weren't living large. They were living. They were just living close by.
Living close to large.
Close by to those things, you know.
So I'm trying to find out what was that like, because that's the only piece that I can find in the books and everything was about how everybody was living large. So for the people who weren't living large, what was
I think for the most part, most black people were not living large.
In Durham?
In Durham.
Okay.
There were a few families that you considered having some money.
Okay.
But for the most part, everybody was pretty much on the same keel. So what you didn't have, you really didn't miss, because all of your friends were pretty much in the same boat, okay. You know.
And what kind of work? I know the people that were living large were either teaching at the university,
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
they were with Mechanics and Farmers Bank, or North Carolina Mutual. They were making money like that. But what were regular folk doing?
Regular folks were, they had a lot of people that still doing domestic work. Or I'll tell you another thing that people forget sometimes is people that were living and working at the factories. They were making decent money, okay. You know.
The tobacco factories?
And yes, those. Uh-huh, okay. Yeah. So,
I'm glad you told me that, because they make it seem like...
Right, it was all about the teachers and this and that. In fact, a lot of people at the factory were making more than teachers.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so if everybody black pretty much went to Hillside, and you got some students that coming from really upper class, money backgrounds,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
then the rest of us that are doing all right, were there ever, did that play out at all at the school? Same people, same goody students always getting to do stuff, or was everybody treated?
No, I think that played out.
Okay.
And you know, I'm sure that still plays out even to today. There were some kids that, because their parents were this or that, and the teachers knew their parents, mm-hmm. then sometimes you felt they got a break.
Okay.
You know. And
so did the teachers know your parents?
A few, but more, a lot of them knew my aunt.
Okay.
But we weren't the upper middle class, so that was the thing.
Okay, so there were certain privileges that came with being...
Well, yeah, you sort of felt it. I mean, even if nobody said it,
mm-hmm.
certain people you felt like were getting a break because, you know, of their zip codes, as we put it today.
Mm. Okay.
This is something I think you might find interesting. Well, whenever you get a chance, you can just look. Somebody sent me this, and I was going to use some of it to put. Some of this was before the time period if you're interested in, but it also.
Thank you. Talks a lot about Durham.
Some Black History Quiz thing on Durham. And I thought it was interesting. Where is that thing? But also, I have another book at home, now that if I could ever find it, that's on Durham.
Is it by Dorothy Phelps Jones? The End of an Era? Paperback, lots of pictures.
Yeah, that's the one you have.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I have that one, and that's the one, and that's why I asked,
uh-huh.
because that's, it's got lots of pictures,
it
and
does.
You see people,
uh-huh.
and I read that one, and uh-huh. I saw a videotape, and that's, they made it seem like everybody was living a life,
uh-huh.
and so I wanted to.
That wasn't the norm.
That's what I was trying to find out.
Oh,
that,
no,
that
no.
seemed hard to believe that everybody was living a life.
No, that was not the case.
And it didn't say a whole lot about Hillside and the school's role in the community. I know
uh-huh.
Central did a lot of stuff in the
uh-huh.
community, had programs and that kind of stuff, but I didn't know what kind of stuff Hillside
uh-huh, uh-huh.
did. Like I heard about Mr. G's swing school.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
going
everybody
on when
knew
you were
Mr.
There?
Gaddis. Uh-huh, yeah.
Tell me about Mr. Gaddis.
Mr. Gaddis was, first of all, he was gay.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yes, very gay.
Okay.
And he was a little flaming sometimes,
okay.
but, you know, and he was funny, but I think he was very talented.
Uh-huh.
And he'd have his little talent, you know, swing schools to get kids, you know, to showcase their talents and things.
Okay.
I guess I've lost some of those things. I got a jam here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But he was a plus for the school, and he was a plus for the students, you know.
Now, could anybody do swing school?
If he felt you could do it, he pretty much selected his people.
Oh, did you do it?
No, I don't sing. I don't.
Did you go to the performance though?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. I went to some of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they were always very entertaining.
I hadn't heard a whole bunch about him, the person. I heard a lot about the school.
Before he died, he lived right around the corner from where I lived for 25 years.
Really? And mm-hmm. Was he still teaching at Hillside all that time?
Oh, no. He had retired.
Okay.
Most of that time.
Do you feel that Hillside prepared you? Did he give you a good education?
I really do.
Okay, and why do you say that? What did it do that makes you say that?
Well, for the most part, it helped to escalate your self-esteem. Okay. I mean, most people that know people that come from the old Hillside, mm-hmm. they say that's one thing we are not lacking is self-esteem. Mm-hmm. You know, we've never looked at other people as, even if they had more money or whatever, we didn't worry about that. We knew we were just as good.
Well, how did they do that, though? Because a lot of schools are saying, you know, we need to help black kids with their self-esteem. And one of the reasons I wanted to look at Hillside was because hearing that.
Maybe I give a lot of credit to Hillside, but I guess I need to stop and give a lot of it to even my mother.
Okay.
Because a lot of it came from her, you know. And she was always saying, you're just as good, we may not have anything, but, mm-hmm. you know, so forth.
Okay.
And I just have nothing but good things to say about Hillside, simply because I had good friendships there, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed going to school.
And so do you think that the teachers and the people at the school kind of help support your mother's message of you're
right,
just as good
did,
as
they did. And one experience that I can give back, Jean, I may have mentioned it before, is the fact when my older sister got ready to quit school and to go to New York and get married, I know there were at least two or three of our teachers that came out to the house trying to talk my mother into not letting her go, mm-hmm. you know, saying no, this is not, she's a good student, she needs to stay in school, mm-hmm. so they were adamant about that.
But she went anyway.
She went anyway.
That had a big impact on you, didn't it?
I remember, and maybe because now that I'm older and I see where she is now, I know that if she had stayed in school, some things would have been different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like they really had her best interests?
Yeah, by actually coming out to the house, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, is there anything else that you think makes Hillside so unique? Because I keep hearing that, you know, so many of you still stay in touch with one another and it helped your self-esteem. Are there other things that, because I'm trying to tell the story for y'all, based on what y'all think, not because I didn't go there.
Right.
And so I want to make sure I'm not missing anything about what makes the school so special to this community and to the people that went there, mm-hmm. that they still love the school so much that they still get together and do things and have maintained these friendships.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it has something to do with the continuous relationships for some because of our class reunion. In fact, a few minutes ago I was working on our program for our class of 6-5 class reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have never missed a reunion. Never missed one since we've been out of school, and this year it'll be 40 years for us, you know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But it's good relationships that we continue to have and keep it in contact. And I don't know, maybe because for some of us that was the outlet, you know, by going to school and doing school activities and things. Because, for one thing, my mother was very tight with us, and she didn't let us go out a lot. So, basically, if there were good activities being produced or put on by the school, then we were able to go. Mm-hmm. So that was an outlet for me and my sisters, mm-hmm. you know.
Because your mom felt good about you going to the school.
Right. Uh-huh. She felt it was safe, mm-hmm. you know. It was a good place to be, so we could get out of the house then. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think there's anything more about the legacy of the school that people should know? What do you think the lesson is for schools today about Hillside?
Well, you know, and I say it and I've heard others say it, that I don't think we got as much out of integration as we thought we were going to get.
Okay.
Because all of those highlights and success stories also came out of a total black school, you know, mm-hmm. so you don't have to be integrated and meshed together, even though I'm not saying we should do that. I think really for this world to succeed, we got to get along. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying we produce good people, successful people, coming all out of black teachers, black students, and we were able to do our thing without, you know, being integrated.
So do you think we gained anything from school integration?
I'm sure there are some things we gained. Let me see, what did we gain? Well, I guess we've gotten to know each other. And we're trying to understand the different cultures and people, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
I guess the bad thing about coming out of a total black or total white situation is once you get to the working world, then all these other kinds of people are there.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have not had any real experience mm-hmm. with them. But I think with common sense, you can work that out. But it's not as frightful, or a lot of kids may feel better about going to larger mixed schools mm-hmm. than, you know, if they've been around mixed groups all the time.
Right. Do you think there are things that Hillside can teach us about how to educate black kids now?
I like to think that most schools have mastered that, and I don't have anything to base it on per se.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure somewhere somebody has a point or two that could be exercised, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it did work.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Why? I understand.
Because it did, I mean, because everybody's so adamant about it did work in Durham, and there were so many places where, you know, after school desegregation, they closed down the black schools
mm-hmm.
completely.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillside mm-hmm. was one of the few of 13 that wow. stayed open and stayed black
mm-hmm.
and did well. And so trying to get down to why did mm-hmm. it do so well. And I'm hearing you say a lot of things that it was an outlet for you. It helped you build really good relationships with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
They helped. They continued to support messages that you got from home, self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
and you had really caring and nurturing teachers, not just about your education, but because those teachers that came to your home seemed to really care about your sister as a person,
mm-hmm. right, uh-huh.
as opposed to mm-hmm. just, this is a student,
mm-hmm.
best
mm-hmm.
wishes, that
right.
kind of thing,
right.
and then they had some really good activities,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and so I'm trying to make sure I don't miss anything.
I understand.
And it seems to also be a common thread between your family. So many of your family members went to Hillside. Your mom and your
right.
sisters. And
well, it was, at the time, you knew if you got to high school, that's where you were going. You know? So, yeah, I guess that was important too, you know, that knowing your mother went there, your aunt went there, you know, that. But,
And so how can you explain y'all still getting in touch with each other after 20 years, you said?
No, this year is 40 years.
40 now, years.
Since high school. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're still friends.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for the ones right here in Durham and my class, we have a unique problem about every other month. And we just, every 5 years, after the first one was 10 years, and mm-hmm. after that it's every 5 years.
Okay.
We look forward to having our reunion.
And so the reunion's coming up?
It's coming up as of the end of June.
And what have you planned? What's being planned?
Well, we have a night with just members of the class.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, but we have a night where we usually honor some teacher that was there with us and is still involved
in
the community. We do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have a dinner dance on that Saturday night. On Sunday, we go to church as a group, as mm-hmm. a class, and we give a donation to that church.
That's nice.
We sometimes, earlier years, we used to have a lot of picnics. But, you know, at my age, most of the kids are grown and don't want to come, you know, so we cut that fun out, playing basketball and all that. And then through the years, we've gone on cruises.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Okay. We went to New Orleans for a week one time. We do things. In fact, when we went to New Orleans, it wasn't our class reunion. We just wanted to get together as a group and go somewhere. And we went to New Orleans for 5 days.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah, it was nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
And so who organizes all of this stuff?
Our president is Jack Reed, and I think he eats and sleeps our class.
Okay.
Now, you tell me somebody that loves his class is him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Durham?
He is in Durham, okay. And I really wish you would talk to him if you had a chance.
Okay. I would love to talk to him.
Uh-huh, because, yeah, he's good with stats, and I'm sure he would know many more people and perhaps things. Because, like I said, he is really a diehard 65 classmate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he has led our class from day one in terms of our reunions, and I think he thinks he's going to die in that position. He never says anything about an election. I really think he thinks he's supposed to die there. But, you know, he works hard so he can have it, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Yeah, he can have it.
Okay, well, is there anything else you think I should know? I know we've talked a couple times about this. And if you, of course, remember anything, you know, you can always reach me. But is there anything else I should know? If somebody said, Geraldine, I know you were working on...
And nothing. We had good our ball players. We had a super basketball teams. We had good teams.
Okay.
And I don't mean to be rude, but I need this thing to be all kind of added out of there. But, yeah, we had good athletes. We had people that... played tennis when that wasn't necessarily a black thing. In fact, on one of those questions,
mm-hmm.
it had something about who was the person that played with Arthur Ashe during his tennis years. He came out of Hillside.
Oh, okay.
John Lucas, his son, you know, he's the coach of
Cape Town basketball team.
Yeah,
right?
NBA, And so,
what did people, regular folks that left Hillside,
did
everybody graduate?
Of course not, because we had a class of, it seemed like it was close to 400 in my class.
Okay.
We had a large class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we had some that didn't graduate, but when we have our class reunions, we still include them. If you started with us, we consider you as being in our class.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of people stayed around, and like I said, the factory was thriving. Mm-hmm. Sales, just like every other people, you know, mm-hmm. doing all kinds of jobs. Some people, a lot of people I know did go to college all over, and, mm-hmm. and there were some that didn't.
So, if somebody were going to say something bad about Hillside, because I haven't heard it.
Right, uh-huh. What would it be?
Uh-huh. And I'm not looking for the bad. I'm just
interested. Well, you know, yeah. What would the bad be? Some people felt that some teachers, how should I say this? Some teachers, like I stated earlier, show favoritism based on some students. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was, I guess, as now that I'm older, I can see if you know a child's mother, even though you shouldn't do it, mm-hmm. but that's only human. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff did happen.
Okay.
And, I I'm sure in some cases it was a class thing, but I can't think of a lot of situations like that because I think I was just in the average. I had friends on this side of the track and that side of the track, so I don't remember getting caught up in any of those things, more or less, mm-hmm. but I'm sure it happened, you know.
So, that's the worst that can be said.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure somebody could come up with something, but I cannot, per se, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
To me, my high school days were good days.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. I'm going to stop it there unless there's more you want to tell me.
I can't think of anything else. Right this minute.
Okay.
But, you know, if you get a chance, I really would like you to talk to Jack because he knows his stuff and I'm sure he could tell you some things. And I was, like I said, I was trying to get this list off. Somebody had sent me a half of a stop. It was